personality disorders, when behavior goes astray. Personality disorders are patterns of behavior and inner experiences that stray from the norms of the culture that a person belongs to. These patterns are inflexible and inescapable, begin in adolescence or as a young adult, and can cause serious distress or damage in a person's daily life. Researchers are still unsure what causes personality disorders. While some believe these disorders are the result of genetics, others believe the root of personality disorders can be found in early life experiences that prevent normal behavior and thought patterns from developing. Diagnosing a personality disorder. Psychologists diagnose personality disorders based on criteria established in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-4. Symptoms an individual must exhibit are: the patterns of behavior must affect different parts of the person's life, including, but not limited to, relationships, work, and social life. The patterns of behavior must be long-lasting and prevalent. The symptoms must affect two or more of the following: feelings, thoughts, the ability to control impulses, and functioning with other people. The pattern of behavior must begin in adolescence or as a young adult. The pattern of behavior must be unchanging over time. These symptoms cannot be the result of other medical conditions or mental illnesses or drug abuse. The different types of personality disorders. There are 10 different types of personality disorders, and these can be categorized into 3 distinct clusters based on similar characteristics. Cluster A. Personality disorders in this cluster are represented by eccentric and odd behavior. These include 1. Paranoid personality disorder. This personality disorder is characterized by symptoms resembling schizophrenia and is seen in 2% of the adult population in the United States. The symptoms include constant suspicion and distrust of other people, feeling as if one is being exploited, deceived, or lied to, trying to find hidden meanings in things like conversations and hand gestures, feeling like partners, family, and friends are untrustworthy and disloyal, and having outbursts of anger as a result of feeling deceived. People who suffer from paranoid personality disorder often seem serious, jealous, secretive, and cold. 2. Schizoid personality disorder. This is a somewhat rare type of personality disorder. It is therefore unknown what percentage of the population is affected by this disorder, but it is understood that men are affected more than women. Symptoms of schizoid personality disorder include little to no desire to have any close relationships with other people, rarely participating in fun or pleasurable activities, being detached from others, and being indifferent to rejection, criticism, affirmation, or praise. People that suffer from schizoid personality disorder usually seem withdrawn, indifferent, and cold. 3. Schizotypal personality disorder. This type of personality disorder affects around 3% of the adult population in the United States. Symptoms of schizotypal personality disorder include having eccentric views, behavior, and thoughts, facing difficulties when it comes to having relationships, having a severe form of social anxiety that does not go away, regardless of circumstances, a belief in one's ability to read minds or see into the future, having inappropriate reactions, ignoring other people, and talking to oneself. People suffering from schizotypal personality disorder are more at risk of developing psychotic disorders and depression. Cluster B. Personality disorders in this cluster are characterized by behavior that is erratic and dramatic. These include 1. Antisocial personality disorder. This type of personality disorder is found more often in men, 3%, than women, 1%. Symptoms of antisocial personality disorder include having a complete disregard for the safety of other people and oneself, being deceitful, being impulsive, being very aggressive and irritable, and as a result, constantly getting into fights, being apathetic towards others, and failing to conform to the norms that have been established by society. As a result, people with antisocial personality disorder are often in trouble with the law. 2. Borderline personality disorder. This type of personality disorder affects around 1 to 2% of the adult population in the United States and is found more often in men than women. Symptoms of borderline personality disorder include suffering from intense bouts of depression, anxiety, and irritability, ranging anywhere from a few hours to a few days, impulsiveness, participating in self-destructive behavior like drug abuse or eating disorders as a means to manipulate others, and experiencing a prevalent pattern of interpersonal relationships that are unstable and intense as a result of having a low self-image, a poor self-identity, and constantly idealizing and undervaluing the other person in the relationship. 3. Histrionic personality disorder. This type of personality disorder is found more often in women than men and affects 2 to 3% of the adult population of the United States. Symptoms of histrionic personality disorder include a constant need to be the center of attention, exhibiting inappropriate behavior that is sexual or provocative in nature, expressing shallow emotions that constantly change, being easily influenced by other people, thinking of relationships as being much more intimate than they really are, and speaking in a way that lacks any real detail and is overdramatic and theatrical. 4. Narcissistic personality disorder. This type of personality disorder is found in less than 1% of the adult population in the United States. Symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder include having a grandiose idea of one's own self-importance, being preoccupied with fantasies of power and success, holding a belief that the narcissist is unique and should only associate with and can only be understood by those people that are of the same status, feeling entitled and deserving of special treatment, being jealous of other people, believing that other people are jealous of them, taking advantage of others for personal gain, being apathetic towards others, and constantly desiring praise, affirmation, and attention. Cluster C. Personality disorders in this cluster are characterized by feelings and behavior based on fear and anxiety. 1. Avoidant personality disorder. This type of personality disorder affects around 1% of the adult population in the United States, and those who suffer from it are at risk of also developing anxiety disorders, such as social phobia and agoraphobia. Symptoms of avoidant personality disorder include feeling inadequate, being incredibly shy, being very sensitive when it comes to any type of rejection or criticism, avoiding social and interpersonal interactions, like work or school, having low self-esteem, and wishing to be close with other people, but having trouble creating relationships with anyone that is not part of the individual's immediate family. 2. Dependent personality disorder. This type of personality disorder can be found in around 2.5% of the adult population in the United States. Those who suffer from this will usually also be suffering from borderline, avoidant, or histrionic personality disorders. Symptoms of dependent personality disorder include being sensitive to any type of rejection or criticism, having low self-confidence and self-esteem, concentrating on abandonment, taking a passive role in a relationship, experiencing trouble making decisions on their own, and avoiding any sort of responsibility. 3. Obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. This type of personality disorder affects approximately 1% of the adult population in the United States and occurs in males twice as often as it does in females. Individuals who suffer from this disorder are also at risk of developing medical illnesses caused by stress and anxiety disorders. Symptoms of obsessive-compulsive personality disorder include feeling helpless in any situation that the individual cannot completely control, being preoccupied with order, control, rules, lists, and perfection, being unable to throw away items even though they have no sentimental value to the person, striving for perfection to the point where it actually hinders an individual from completing his or her goal, being devoted to work so much so that all other items are excluded, and being inflexible and resistant when it comes to change. People who suffer from this disorder are often viewed as stubborn and rigid, and are often miserly, viewing money solely as something to be saved for an oncoming disaster, and not something to be spent on themselves or others. It should be noted that though obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, OCPD, shares many similarities with obsessive-compulsive anxiety disorder, OCD, the two are considered completely separate disorders. Because personality is so crucial to experience, when an individual behaves and interacts during everyday life in ways that stray from the norms set forth by his or her culture, it can have a truly dramatic effect on that person. By understanding personality disorders and breaking them down into distinct categories, psychologists are able to further understand and help treat people suffering from these conditions.